Welcome to Align Your Practice, an exploration of the seamless relationship between the business of chiropractic and the future of natural healthcare. Join us as we engage with an array of talent, from seasoned experts to passionate new entrepreneurs. Now, here's your host, Dr. Joe Esposito.
Welcome to Align Your Practice podcast. This is Dr. Joe Esposito. Today, we're going to go behind the scenes of selling a practice with one of the top brokers in the world of chiropractic, professional practice sales, and we're with Kevin Meisenheimer. How are you, Kevin?
Doing great. Yeah, Kevin. Great to see you as always.
Yeah, good to see you. I'm excited for this conversation because when I say behind the scenes of selling a practice, over the years of talking with you, I thought it was, clean and easy. All practices are successful. All sales are simple. And the reality behind selling a practice is there's a lot more to know before you get into it. There's a lot more pain in the profession than I think some of us realize. And you have some insights that I think could be proactive for people, whether they're selling today or in 10 years. It's just a great conversation. So let's touch on both of those. And I think you and I are going to be doing a bunch of these because to unpack this conversation, it could be 5 hours of talking. But let's at least wet their whistle or get them a little intrigued. That's the two parts of this, the profession and selling a practice. So let's start with selling a practice. Give me some scoop over the years, your scar tissue. What do you see? Are people prepared? Do they know what they're really going to get for it? What is out there when the person comes to you on the general idea on a practice sale?
Well, I should go back a little bit into my history, how I became a practice broker. I graduated Parker in 2000 and was gung-ho and ready to save the world, one spine at a time, like everyone else. But I had a lot of health issues, and I very quickly developed chronic fatigue and just serious health issues all over as soon as I graduated. So I ended up starting and selling three practices in 12 years. So I didn't really have a chance to prepare. They kind of hit me where I could no longer go. I had to sell a practice. And so I used three different brokers that were out there. There was a lot of brokers back then that were around since like the early 90s. And I thought, well, if you want to sell a practice, you just call a broker and, they've got it dialed in and it should be very smooth. And I did sell three practices. I did sell them in the, $400,000 range. I got plenty of money for them, but they were problematic, from start to finish and post sale, they were extremely problematic. And I was carrying a note that two of the buyers defaulted on the note. And long story short, Crystal and I, both my wife and I have been very entrepreneurial and creative and sort of serial entrepreneurs. And we kind of looked at each other after the last one and says, wow, maybe we should be practice brokers. Maybe we could do a better version of this. Maybe the profession deserves the full service version of this. And we thought it was just about, having better systems and better marketing and having a team instead of being a one-man show. And so that's what we really set out to do, is just help doctors have a better sale experience at the end of their career and, be able to get what their practices were worth. And then we started selling other people's practices. And that's when education started,
How long?
Almost 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Okay. Yeah. You have such a great system. The way you approach it, your perspectives are just well done. They're beautiful. Just every step of your process. That's what intrigued me when we first met, is just the operation itself is comforting. It helps remove some of the fears, clear up some unknowns, because a lot of people that I talk to, they are selling their practice. It's their first and only sale, and they expect to really use this money to retire. And there's some unknowns that they come across that maybe it's not worth what they thought it was worth, and they don't have enough retirement. And there's some really meaningful things that come out at that time. And I just want the people on this podcast listening right now to be better suited for, whether it's 30 years from now, that this conversation resonates with them, that they understand value and preparation to make sure that they have a smooth and successful exit, right? Because you're seeing a lot of people that are coming to you with an expectation of X, and the reality of what you tell them sometime is Y. It's not exactly what they thought, right? I mean, you see that consistently.
Yes, it's really, I would say the most shocking thing to us when we started is that, you know, back when we were selling our practices, none of those brokers had their own in-house banks and in-house finance team and all that. We thought if we solved that problem, we solved a lot of things. So we started, we got our own banks, and, you know, we worked hard to get those lenders and those relationships. We thought that was going to solve a lot of problems. And it was very enlightening on, you know, what banks, how a bank would value a practice and actually what they were really looking for. But the shocking thing is that most practices, even if someone's, you know, healthy, you know, 500,000, 700,000, 800,000 gross, they're unsellable when they first come to us. And that would shock most sellers. But the reason why is that, you know, most practices, you think of selling something, you know, 400, 500,000, that's going to, the only way someone's going to buy that, they don't have that cash laying around. You don't want to carry a note ever. We can get into that later. But most likely, if you're going to sell that, it's going to be selling to a young doc that's got about 10% down, and he can get an SBA loan to buy your practice. And so then your ability to sell your practice is very much dependent on getting it through an SBA loan process. And so you have to make it look good to a bank. It's to be very easy to understand. So it's not a natural for banks to loan money to chiropractors. We have the highest historical default rate of almost any type of practitioner. So, you know, chiropractors default on their loans way more than a dentist or an optometrist or a veterinarian. So it's hard to get those loans. And so part of that challenge is that if you're going to get a practice sale through an SBA loan with a bank, with underwriters and everyone trying to pick apart your practice, it has to be very, very clean. And I guess specifically what I mean about that is that the seller's discretionary earnings for the last 3 years of that practice have to be very, very clear. So, you know, anyone can easily look at the stats and see you've collected $500,000 a year, and they can look at your tax return and see your gross collections. But then it's like, how much are you actually taking home? And that's the number the bank really has to understand so they can know how much they can loan on your practice to that younger doc who may not have ever even owned a business before.
Yeah, that's the risk right there, is that they may not have owned it. Yeah. So let's talk a little about the people that are coming to you. Are they just ready to sell in the next 2 years? Are they like, give me some of the meat behind it. And one of the points that I would say from my perspective is a lot of people, from my perspective, they are trying to sell the day that they want to exit. Like, they're like, okay, today I'm done, like sell it today. Or they want to get a price based on what they need for retirement, not the value. I see them list practices without people like yourself valuing and doing an appraisal. They're like, well, I want a boat, I want to pay off the house, and I want this. So I need 600,000. That's the price. So I've seen, and I talk to people, I go, how did you come up with that value? So I think it's important for people that are listening to this to know that you should get an appraisal. Like, you should know what this thing is worth, because you're going to waste a lot of time. And I've done this. I've had people tell me they want X number of dollars. And I said, well, I'll call you in a year, because there's really not going to be many people going to pay that. How did you come up with that? That's just what I need. A year later, I get it for a 30% of that price, because now they have to sell. So I think preparing by knowing your value, having the practice set up correctly, where you have job descriptions, you have structure, you have like things that we do in Align Life to create a structured business, I think is valuable for an exit. What is your take, and what do you see out there in the field?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. Valuations are very, very important. And then there's a very specific type of valuation that that you need. So there's a lot of convoluted formulas out there. You know, people have been hearing those formulas on how to value a practice since they were in school, or, you know, from chiropractic coaches, or, you know, we hear a lot of them flying around out there. And some of them will actually get you to the right number. You know, most practices at the end of the day, most owner operator practices sell somewhere between 60 to 80% of gross. More accurately, a number would be maybe a 1.5 multiple of the net profit. So let's say if you're taking home $200,000 a year, you multiply that by 1.5, you could probably sell that for $300,000. But so your valuation needs to be a true deep dive on the financials and really reconciling the profit and loss and the tax return and the bank statement and the practice stats. So then you really understand the practice, not just putting a number on it. So when we do ours, the number that we put on that practice, we know, you know, we can literally take it to the bank. If a buyer shows up and they've got decent credit and they've got their 10% down, we can sell it for that. But that deep dive valuation, that allows you to do exit strategy planning. And so it's very typical for us that someone would do a valuation today and not be ready to sell that practice for a couple years, maybe three. I much prefer to have that conversation than the guy that calls me and says, hey, I need to sell in the next 3 months. And, you know, he's got a $500,000 practice and a shoulder going out and staff ready to quit or something like that. So doing the right valuation early on, and these are not expensive changes. You know, a lot of this is free advice that we can give, you know, maybe some ways of changing the way you manage your books or your team. You know, then you have a much more transferable practice and everyone's really clear what the goal is and where you're likely to land in the future.
So it's interesting because I would think I wouldn't want to bother you or your company if I wasn't going to sell in the next 3 months. I would think that what you're saying is give you a call 2 years out or 3 years out to have a valuation, to get an idea, to see what the practice looks like on the inside so that you can prepare for 18 months or 2 years down the road. That's actually a better process for you, you're saying.
It would be much, much better. Much better. And we started this during the pandemic. You know, we used to collect the full fee up front. So we would do a valuation for that fee and we'd build this beautiful 50-page full color profile we're always bragging about that really makes it clean and clear and easy for anyone to understand your practice. So during the pandemic, we started kind of breaking that up into a two-step process where we'd charge just a little bit for the valuation up front, because a lot of people then, they weren't ready to sell. They were like, I'm going to wait till I get things back on track and sell in a couple years. That worked so much better because then I had people that I knew for 2 years and we'd talk a couple times a year and we would understand what's going on with their staff. We'd understand what's going on with their books. They would correct things. They would understand things. So when they truly got ready to sell, you know, our historical timeline for most parts of the country is about 7 to 9 months to sell a practice. That's start to finish. That's actually really fast, you know, in today's market. But I would much rather have known that doc for a couple years and understand their operations and help them get to the number that's more exciting for them than have them call me desperate to sell, you know, get this on the market as fast as you can and get what you can for it. Because there's a lot of pain in that. And the type of pain I'm talking about is like, it's like broken dreams. It's like, man, I'm not going to have enough to retire. And I've worked 30 years. And so that planning in the last, I can't overstate the planning in the last 2 to 3 years when you're edging into retirement.
Yeah, that's huge. And there's different styles of these practices. You got your average practice, like you said, 1.5 multiple. We can talk a little bit about how to raise that if you have another practitioner in your office where you're not the main practitioner. So when you sell, there's still someone seeing patients. That raises value. Long-term staff raises value. Diversified lead generation, not all coming from digital or not all coming from one attorney, or diversifying your lead generation. Multiple revenue streams also increases your value. Continuity money, like people that are on auto pay, that cash flow has more value. So just giving you some ideas over the last 2 years of things that you can do. What I love about what you're doing, Kevin, and I know letting the cat out of the bag here, that you are moving into some other opportunities to support these people, such as marketing services down the road. We've also talked about working together on some private equity opportunities. So that would take the multiple that you can get for your practice from 1.5 to maybe 3, 4, 5 times your seller's discretionary income, the amount of money you make. So there's a lot of movement here in selling a practice. And Kevin, you open the door in your conversations with people I know to see where's the pain, because you and I have had conversations via Line Life where people are coming to you wanting to sell, and you're literally advising them, you really can't sell right now because you'll lose one more year, and growing just this much will give you such a better exit. And sometimes you give that guidance, which is odd because you're a practice broker. You should sell everything and make the money. But sometimes you advise them like, you should work a little and tweak this and that, and you're going to get a lot more money and delay it a bit, right? I mean, that's sometimes your consulting.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, I've been wanting to tell you this. I've been just extremely just jazzed more than ever. You know, we've been selling practices for almost 10 years now. And when we started, we knew we had to solve a problem. There was a problem that people trying to sell practices, they didn't get good support. And, you know, they were just losing their shirt at the end of the day. A lot of problematic sales if they could sell. And so we fixed a lot of that. If people talk to us early on enough, you know, we can sell their practice for what it's worth for a good amount in 7 to 9 months. The thing that shocked me pretty soon after we started is that there's a good percentage of, you know, my phone is always busy. I always have a full schedule of sales calls every single day. My whole team does. But the 50% of the docs that call us initially, and, you know, I practice and I had the ups and downs. I know what it's like to be 30 years old, new business owner, you know, marketing not working, not knowing how to grow, not having the right coach in your corner. A good 50% of the people that we've talked to, I'm talking to this guy 5 minutes, 10 minutes in, I'm like, this guy shouldn't sell. He's exiting chiropractic for the wrong reasons. Like, he never met Joe Esposito. He never got the right coach, the right systems, the right marketing. And I talked to people and they, you know, they struggled for a bit and then they bought an $80,000 laser or something. But they didn't know how to market it, so that failed too. They signed up for the marketing company, but they started that process without the right level of analysis. They didn't do the right thing, so they paid for the wrong kind of marketing, and that didn't work. So suddenly they start to run out of money. They start to feel some guilt and some shame, and they call me, and they've always got a story. It's like, this other opportunity came up. It's so great. You know, I've got to exit the profession early. And I start talking to the guy, and it's like, yeah, my brother owns a furniture store, and I'm going to go work. I was like, really? That's your mission now? And so it's, and this is just pain. And as we talk through it, it's like, there's a lot of people exiting the profession early because they didn't get the right kind of help. And so we changed our mission a bit. Like, we're still Progressive Practice Sales, but our mission really is, we really love these kind of practice rescues. And that's how you and I started talking much more often, because if I get a guy like, well, I can do evaluation, but I can't come in and be his coach. You know, I can't come in and fix his systems. I can't come in and make him a better closer. But if I introduce him to Joe, Joe can save him. And then we can sell him for a couple of years where he gets what he deserves out of it. But the vast majority, and I think you would agree, the vast majority of those people will stay into chiropractic if you fix those couple things. And so that's more exciting.
It's interesting
to me than the actual sales, because I feel like we've got the sales pretty dialed in, that if people are prepared in enough time, we're going to sell that practice in 7 to 9 months. It's going to be a beautiful process. you'll be happy, your buyers will be happy. But it's the other ones that are very messy and heartbreaking that we're most interested in branching into.
Yeah, that's exciting. And it's interesting, when I started practice about the fifth year in, I was opening my fifth practice, and I called some of my buddies that I went to school with, and literally three of the five were out of the profession already. One was a gym teacher, one worked at a bank, one, and these are great chiropractors, like their hands, they were like unbelievable adjusters, and it broke my heart. And that's one of the catalysts that helped me build the franchise, is because I had a knack for systems, business, marketing, and I was able to open a practice basically every 9 months to 12 months, a new one, for the first 6 years. So you're seeing the pain that I saw. And it's, I think we're both passionate about keeping chiropractors if they want to be a chiropractor, and take away some of the pain. So our conversation have been very meaningful and refreshing to see somebody else that really is out there for the profession. Like, no, let's help them be successful, whatever it is. If it's selling a practice, great. But if not, you've referred people to Align Life for us to help build the system, the process, the closing, the ability to nurture a business, because that's sometimes what they need. Or they may need marketing, and you refer them for marketing. And I love that approach, because I haven't met a broker that does that. A broker just sells practices, and your heart's so in it, I could feel it. So I just want to commend you for, on behalf of the profession, that it's a really good seat you're in, very powerful seat, that you're impacting. You're talking 10, 12 practices a day. There's a lot of influence that you're having in a week, in a month, in a year on this profession. And the guidance is what these doctors need. I mean, they just need a direction, right? I mean, I think that's probably one of the best things you do, is that direction.
That's absolutely, you know, that's our pivot and our new mission as we kind of flesh this out. It's more of helping people maximize their career, you know, maximize the enterprise value, getting the most out of their career. And with some guidance, you know, getting to a peak that they had predetermined that they wanted to get. And I feel like a lot of people, they kind of slosh around a little bit in their career, and you know, there's not really a structure and a plan. And so that's why there's so much heartache. And, you know, we should really talk a little bit about the opportunity, because there's so much heartache, and there's so much broken dreams with, you know, student loan debt being high, startup costs being so high. But with the right systems, there's so much more opportunity than ever as well for doctors to maximize their career and really like become multimillionaires at chiropractic. So we're seeing this private equity money enter the space, or there's this investor money interested in chiropractic for the first time. So people can get into a system like Align Life and build a systems-driven practice and have a strategy to exit and hand off to associates and keep growing. There's more opportunity than ever.
Yeah, I think what you and I are both charged about is seeing the adversity in a practice and being able to take someone that maybe only making 100 grand a year or less, and then turn that practice in 2 years into something that's producing 300, 400,000 profit a year, and then take it to an exit and make 3 to 5 times more money than they've ever heard of in chiropractic on an exit. So taking from adversity to success in systems to a 4 to 5X exit. So we're talking, guys, through utilizing Align Life as a tool for the adverse clinic. And then we're talking about taking that value and being able, you got to think about what Kevin was saying, a 1.5 multiple on a $200,000 profit clinic, that's you get $300,000. Now imagine on that $200,000 clinic getting 5 times, that's 1.5 million. Very different story, very different exit, very different retirement. And that's what Kevin and I are passionate about. And you'll hear a future podcast that we do together, where I help architect, like, how does that look like? How would I do that? So in closing for today, you can reach out to Progressive Practice Sales for, I would recommend, based on what you're saying, Kevin, I'd recommend you get a valuation every 3 to 5 years just to have an idea. It's so cost effective. Just know where you're at and then keep the conversation going is my advice. And secondly, you can call Align Life. You can go to alignlife.com and schedule a consultation where we could take a deep dive and see where the gaps are, where the hole is. What's the issue? Is it attraction, conversion, retention? Is it a problem building a team? Is it leadership? Is it financial management? You name it. Right now I'm working with a gentleman that is that's doing about $30,000 a year in top line revenue, but spending around $42,000 a month. I'm sorry. So he's upside down. His problem is the discipline of finance. So we've broken down every dollar. We've cut the overhead 20% the first month. We've cut personal debt. We're resetting the way he's thinking about money. And then we're going to bring Align Life in and fuel the lead gen. But we kind of find where the doctor's at, their current consciousness of themselves, their value, their business value. And then we create a plan to take them from A to B. And it could be in many different scenarios, just like you see in a sale, in a practice sale. Every situation is unique and requires you or I to spend the time to communicate and talk and investigate a practice. I think that's where both of you and I and our selective companies shine, is in that conversation.
Yeah, that's really been our approach the whole time we've been in business. I've been a customer service oriented person for life, you know, and so it was really hurtful to me to sell practices where I had one man show broker that wasn't calling me back, wasn't calling our clients back. So we set out to be full service the whole way. And what we enjoy the most, Crystal and I talk about this all the time, it's like we built this company over 10 years. It's like one thoughtful, nuanced, collaborative conversation at a time. So we have so many friends in chiropractic. You know, we were just at Parker in Vegas and seeing some people we only talked on the phone for years, but that's what we really enjoy, is the collaboration and helping docs get to where they want to get.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And it's more complicated than people realize, and it takes a real dive, and it takes some collaboration, because what you're dealing with is, it's not just the financials and the bank. You know, a lot of it's psychology and motivation. And it's actually your life. It's your life, your family, the young doc's life, his family, and all your patients. So it's really a lot to navigate, and it requires that kind of commitment to have any kind of success at all. But we really, that's what we enjoy the most, and I think that's why we're successful at selling them.
Awesome. Well, there you go, guys. Reach out to Kevin at Progressive Practice Sales if you want to have a discussion, if you want to just get an appraisal, you're 2 years out, or if you want to talk about some of these other concepts, if you have pain in marketing, or if you have you want to look at a higher exit plan. If you're an enterprise doc with multiple clinics and want to get real serious on valuation, there's so many conversations that Kevin can guide you on. So thanks again, Kevin. Looking forward to having you on a future podcast.
Absolutely. Anytime, Joe. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
This episode was brought to you by Align Life Chiropractic and Natural Health Centers. If you're interested in creating your dream practice or want to know more about Align Life, go to AlignLifePodcast.com.